This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's keep it with the Warriors and Hoops, and excited to bring in on the River Islands guest line someone I haven't had a chance to talk to in quite some time, but does a great job covering the NBA for ESPN, and that is none other than Dave McMenamin. Hi, Dave. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? Just another NBA season. Let's get it going.
That's right. We're 5 games in. Let's trade Giannis. What's the holdup? Come on, Dave. Come on. What's happening here?
You know, I will say sometimes these reports come out of nowhere, and you do kind of raise an eyebrow and wonder what the motivation is here. But in this case, you look back at the comments that Giannis Antetokounmpo made on the record to the Athletics, Sam Amick, during the preseason when they had their training camp out in California, basically saying, like, you never know. This is results-oriented business, and I could be traded. He kind of left the breadcrumbs for people to pick up on.
And if you think about it from those terms, I've always wondered about Giannis because he seems so loyal to the market, and then loyalty, as we saw with Dame Lillard, can eventually wane and dissipate. What do you think the chances are that he just grows tired of that situation and actually does want to play elsewhere?
Well, I think certainly you would already say he's checked off the loyalty box. He's played for the organization that drafted him for 10-plus years and delivered a championship. So I don't know in what realm of a Webster's definition of the word that we could say that if he was to go somewhere else, he would not have already shown his loyalty to the city of Milwaukee. Ownership had the franchise value spike. The city got a brand new arena out of the partnership of having Giannis there. And Bucks fans got some of the best basketball they've ever seen since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson were you know, wearing Bucks uniforms. So all that, I think, is already in the loyalty bucket. To me, he's any professional who has tasted the champagne after winning the clinching game of the NBA Finals want to get back to that feeling. And they've been pretty stagnant as an organization ever since. And you look at the pieces around him, Brook Lopez is not getting any younger. Neither is Chris Middleton, who's barely been able to stay on the court. Look at some of the role players they've had. Grayson Allen, he was becoming one of the better three-point shooters and role players in the league. They can't retain him. They just haven't been able to kind of build around him ever since. And, listen, this is you look at LeBron James. He's got a lot of flack for it in the back half of his career going from one spot to another. But he could see that once an organization has kind of exhausted all of its resources in trying to keep a championship window open for so long, there's no more tricks they can pull. There's no more levers that they can try to enact in order to all of a sudden have more resources to continue to go for it. And sometimes you have to look at the landscape and say, well, this place, they got a ton of draft picks. They have young talent. I can restart the process all over somewhere else.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. So, Dave, what's the list of teams? I know here in Warriors land, they certainly believe they would be one of the teams where it makes sense. They've got the assets to get into the conversation. They've maybe got the Giannis desire that would be needed. How long is the list of teams?
Listen, I'm not saying there is a list, right? So I'm not reporting on Giannis's potential desire to leave. Let's be clear. If you were to try to consider the type of places where Giannis would want to go, I think you'd say big market, considering all of his off-court business interests, would be something that would make sense. And organizations that have proven to be winners, that they know what it takes in order to put the pieces together from ownership to front office to coaching staff. And so certainly the Golden State Warriors would be a group that would satisfy that. I think you start to wonder, though, if the Warriors were to make a move in order to get him, what would it take to send out and what would be left? As great as Steph Curry is, borderline top 10 player of all time, he's on the back nine. So is Draymond Green. What would be left for him to continue to win? Giannis is in year 12. We see LeBron, his prime extends to year 22. What is the runway for him in order to win over not just the next couple of years, but over, next 5 to 10 years? And I think it's kind of similar to when there was a report last year that the Warriors were considering trading for LeBron James. What were the pieces they could send to the Lakers to make that make sense? I think you're in the same boat now. As good as Trayce Jackson-Davis and Brandon Bojemski and, Kuminga have looked at times as young prospects, is that the type of package that can get you a Giannis Antetokounmpo in his prime? I don't think so. And so, I'm not so sure that there's much of a conversation to be had there. I think you have to look at it, a team that's really well positioned to do it would be a team like OKC, who has untold amount of draft picks and some great young talent. So whereas maybe ideally Giannis would be like, I don't know about OKC as a market, but if you can convince him that you are best set up to win here, and certainly there's something has to be in it for Milwaukee, because Milwaukee can just trot Giannis out and continue to fill the seats, whether they're contending or not. They need to have the package to keep them going to be able to reset on their own. And again, to me, it's going to be one of these teams that have a ton of draft picks that they could throw towards the Bucks to convince them to do it.
That just sent a shiver down my spine, the mention of OKC with Giannis, a team that's already stacked and looks like maybe the best in the West here in the early going. I do want to ask about just the construct of the Warriors roster, Dave, and they've got, I think, 9 players making between $5 and $12 million. Does that make them financially flexible enough to aggregate contracts and go after any one of these big guys, even if it's not Giannis?
Listen, again, it will take the enticement of draft picks, and then you also have to be dealing with teams that have the financial flexibility under the new CBA to not be in the second apron, where they're able to aggregate contracts or accept aggregated contracts in a deal. And so I think Golden State had a wonderful offseason. You lose a franchise legend in Klay Thompson, so on its face, that's going to take some wind out of your sails. But to be able to add Kyle Anderson, D'Anthony Melton, Buddy Hield, while obviously we mentioned those other guys who had good rookie seasons last year, Moody had a great offseason. He's looking good so far. Jonathan Kuminga accepting the role off the bench that clearly wasn't willing to take last year. The Warriors are in a great spot, in my estimation, not to feel the need to go for a major deal. And obviously they spent the offseason, wondering whether they would be able to pull off a major deal with Utah. They pivoted from that direction. I don't necessarily see the need for them to pivot back.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN, with us on Withered and Dibs. Dave, what does the league think of Jonathan Kuminga?
It's a great question. I think the jury's still a bit out there. And obviously, he has the create a player body of what you would plug into a video game. And I want to have a prototypical wing to be able to play two-way against the stars of the league. He has that, right? And it's just about the consistency piece for him. as he matures in this league, where we know he's capable of putting up 25, 10, and 5. But can he do that over the course of a week, over the course of a month, over the course of several months in leading a team? And that's still TBD. And if you aren't able to do it in a stable franchise like the Warriors, it makes you wonder, would he be able to do it better somewhere else? Because there aren't too many franchises out there that are viewed with the same reverence around the league as what the Warriors do day to day. And so, listen, there is value there, don't get me wrong, but I'm not so sure he's the type of player where, you know, the league, they're always looking for the next Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, where, you know, he was in with the Clippers and a young role player and becomes a star, or James Harden, young role player with the Oklahoma City Thunder, Houston gets him, becomes a star. Everybody's canvassing the league for a player like that. I'm not sure if Kuminga's done enough to convince enough front office people that he could be in that category.
Kuminga doesn't shoot the three very well, but he can be an explosive scorer. Is there another player in the league?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That you would liken his game to?
I don't know. I hadn't really pondered that before. No one kind of jumps off the page immediately while I'm thinking about it. I'd probably have to. That's some homework for me.
That's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Dave, but Mark and I were talking about wing players like Jonathan who don't necessarily shoot the three very well, and I was thinking about other players who are of that ilk, because Jonathan doesn't shoot it great from three, but he's showing an ability to score at the other two levels, and I was just wondering about other wing players who maybe don't shoot the three in this day and age where it seems like everyone shoots the three.
I mean, listen, like, you got to be elite defensively if you're going to really prove your value there, right? Because, or be really good at getting to the free throw line. So, because you need to have some way to find a offensive consistency while providing a plus value on the other end. I mean, a guy shooting 15% from three in today's league is borderline unplayable. You don't see starting centers that have that number. Now, of course, I'm not saying Kuminga is unplayable because he does do other intangibles, but it's hard to sell that as a player that another young building team could take out of one situation and say, you know, if we put a jet propulsion pack in his back, give him more minutes, give him more opportunity, give him a bigger role, he can become a legit star, because that's a glaring spot that's missing from his resume. Like, maybe you could say he's like a young Andre Iguodala, right, when he was in Philly, because he couldn't shoot it, and he was athletic as all get out. But by the time he was contributing to winning teams in Denver and Golden State, he was a consistent three-point shooter.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we're talking with Dave McMenamin of ESPN. We have a Steph Curry and D'Anthony Melton injury update that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes after we're chatting with Dave. Dave, how do you think the season plays out for Jimmy Butler and the Heat?
It's It's really TBD. I mean, listen, they're a team that, as we saw, they are dangerous so long as they are on the map. They made the NBA Finals a couple seasons ago as an eighth seed. Jimmy Butler missed way too many games for them last year to develop any sort of consistency, and by the time they made the playoffs, you didn't have Jimmy and you didn't have Terry Rozier, and you know, how can you expect to win in that scenario? I look at the East, and much like the West, like there are kind of 12 teams that you can talk yourself into. And so because of that, because of the stability of their front office, because of the great coaching of Eric Spoelstra, because Jimmy is the type of player, when the chips are down, you're going to believe in him. I think there's still a ton of opportunity then for them to be a tough out this year. At the same time, Miami didn't give him the extension he was looking for. And as we know, the business side of things, sometimes that is a sign of what's to come. And maybe that will be, kind of laying the carpet out for his exit through a trade. But again, Jimmy's the type of player, if you're another franchise, you know, when we talk about Kuminga, okay, you point to he hasn't done it yet and the three-point shooting, et cetera, maybe why you'd be reticent. Jimmy, he's done it, but Jimmy is like a culture piece where he's only had success given all the keys to the franchise. Are you going to want to give him that at the stage that he is of his career, aging, injury prone, while looking for another deal, so needing all the touches and stuff that come with getting another contract? I don't know. And so I don't think he's a very easily tradable piece either.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That one is pretty complex. Dave, thanks for jumping in and helping us out today, man. Good to hear you.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys.
There he goes.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.